Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Everybody, welcome to episode 4 of Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire the Masquerade 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I have some players, and they get to introduce themselves.
What? Wait. Oh, hey, I am Terry Gamble. I'm playing Issachar, a cult leader, and a really nice person, really. You know, she's there to help people find new paths, find new ways of life. Come join me.
Every time you say that, and I'm like, yes, I join again. I have like 4 memberships to this cult at this point. It's like a stamp card.
Frequent cult member.
Yay!
Hi, I'm frequent cult member Abria Iyengar, playing Stella Martingale, the love witch.
Hi, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maria Zog, an artiste.
And I am Wes Otis. I am playing Jean LaRoche, a very out of place person. Vampire.
Something. Vampire person.
Vampire person.
Vamp person.
Vamp person.
Perspire.
Person of vampire persuasion.
So we had stuff happen last time. You managed to start to break into an apartment, or rather, John did. And it turned out that the wife of one of the Thin Bloods that you guys had found the body of was home.
I can't know everything.
No.
Clearly.
No, you can't. But also nobody tried the call box or anything first. Found out that...
Vampire mistakes.
Found out that he had been working for a company called Socar. After you guys found out where he had been working, you managed to pursue that lead downtown and found out that there was a club that was going up that none of you had seemed to notice being there before, called Hellfire. So
it's pretty on the nose.
Yeah, yeah. Next door to the other club called Damnations.
Right.
Yeah.
So you went there, you managed to break into there, and again, we're met with somebody who was not happy with your presence. It turned out to be a security guard.
We're nailing this, breaking into places. We're
yeah,
awesome.
We're super good at being.
Who ended up joining Issachar's cult at the end of the last episode.
Yeah, I mean, as you do.
Yeah.
You know, when you're worried about your life and your safety and you feel like you have nowhere else to turn, I'm a really good alternative.
Definitely nice. Better than my couch surrounded by crosses.
And yeah, crucifix couch. I think the creep factor of your room really helped solidify the safety he could find with me and through me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also noted that on his hire paperwork that the name Alice Marcos was there, who was another Thin Blood that has turned up dead.
Yep. Yeah.
That seemed to have been a hiring manager at the Socar company.
Nice. Good to know.
Great.
So what would everybody like to do?
Now that Issachar has taken whatever his name was.
Ralph.
Whatever his name was away. Stella is just pacing back and forth in your apartment.
We need to get food.
No, I don't care about food right now.
No, I mean blood.
A club. Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't want pretzels right now. I want to figure out who's doing blood sorcery in my city.
Okay. Well, can we get blood first and then figure out blood sorcery?
Yes, let's go get food.
Thank
honestly.
You. How much time do we have until...
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering.
You would maybe have enough time to go and grab a bite, but it's gonna start getting a little bit more bright.
I'm thinking Satan's Bean just for a quick.
I can't. That doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Do
yeah. He can't do that.
It has to be fresh.
He can't do
and
fast
locally
food.
Farmed.
He needs farm to table.
Farm to table.
Single origin.
Gluten free.
Yeah. I mean, you're like. Where are you in the city? Are we close to any bars?
I'm in downtown.
Okay,
I'm literally in downtown.
You're at a shitty downtown apartment.
You're in your own. You're on your own.
Shitty downtown apartment.
I'm going to go find a bar.
Okay.
So. Are you going to go back to where you'd found a dude before, the lamplight?
I'm not going to go all the way back over there. I'm just going to find a local bar somewhere else downtown. And
find
a dude.
You managed to...
make some things happen.
Find a dude. Make some things happen.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going home to one of my blood dolls.
Say hi to David. Sorry.
Did we hear that?
I was like the withering stare. I felt it, even though I'm not anywhere near that room and I'm back at my cult, but oh my God.
I will.
Mm. I would imagine that my particular thing, my particular apartment is relatively close to the church that I'm always stalking. Mm-hmm. Would be probably what I would like is, and that the woman that I fed off on a few nights ago, the one that I figured out was being fed on by someone else.
Yes.
I would imagine her apartment is nearby. Is that, would that be a
good jump? That would be accurate.
So I want to go to her place and see if she's asleep.
Okay.
What, the one that's already anemic?
Yeah.
You're going to kill her.
You're going to kill her.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, do you.
Chance he's going to take.
Make good choices or good stories. Bye.
I'm going to go ahead and say, just for the sake of things, that Stella's able to go ahead and feed off somebody.
Yay.
Although, actually, wait, we have the hunting style dice pools. Never mind. Let's do a roll.
Yeah, let's do a roll about it. Most important roll, how cute is this person?
They're like a solid 8.
Oh, God. Horrifying.
Let's see. what was your style again?
Siren.
Siren. Charisma and subterfuge. You feed under the guise of sex, pick up your victim, charm them, and take them somewhere alone to feed.
Yeah.
Is it subterfuge? Can I use persuasion?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
2 successes.
Okay, you're able to successfully beat off of them. How much are you taking?
I only have 1 hunger, so I'm just going to knock the 1 hunger down.
Do it.
Are they actually kind of nice, though? I might try to get their phone number.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a benefit to my 2 lady friends having like a stable.
Yeah, you can get their number.
Cool. I also like have forgotten that I had a spurned lover in the recent past. I'm like, oh, why did I stop doing this? I don't remember. This will be fine.
It'll be all good.
Yeah. What's their name?
Let's say their name is Leslie.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So you fed off of Leslie.
1 sexual encounter.
All right. And you are going to, Maria, feed off of your folks there, which is consensualist, manipulation plus persuasion.
You can't spell consent without consensual. Oof, I killed that.
Mm-hmm. I got a success.
All right.
Nice.
You managed to do it. Right. You get a snacky snack.
My sneaky snack.
Your sneaky snack. So that leaves us with John, who is heading over to the house or the apartment of.
And to be clear, I know that she could die because of anemia, but number one, I'm super hungry. Number two, I'm really curious on who's feeding off of her. And number three, my composure is nothing. Like, my composure is really low. So I never really, keeping a cool head when something's bugging me is very hard to do.
Respect.
That's why I'm doing it.
Okay.
Also, you're a vampire. Like, who cares?
Yeah, like, who cares?
You're fine.
Honestly. So.
Okay. You go to her apartment and she is sleeping and she still looks really worse for wear.
I look around and I just see if there's anything. Remember, I have the silence of death.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't make noise when I'm near somebody.
Sure.
I look around and see if there's any kind of stuff that I can figure out, any clues or anything that might give away who's been feeding on her or when.
Mm-hmm. So, as you creep around her bedroom, you go over to her nightstand, and there is a folded note that says John on it.
Oh, this other guy's name is John, too.
Yes, he's so smart.
I open it up and read it.
It just says, "Hello, lover."
In a fit of rage, I feed off this woman and I just drain her because I'm not happy.
I'm going to say you managed to do that.
Yeah.
She's very weakened. She's got barely anything left. You get one blood out of her because she was already like basically going to probably pass in the night as it was from what was left in her.
Wow. Nice.
Is there anything flammable in the room? Like any gas or any? Does she have a gas stove?
She's got an electric stove.
Okay. Then I grab anything that's flammable, throw it on the bed, set the bed on fire with her in it, and leave.
With fire? You actually are repelled by fire.
You know what? It sends a message, so I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
Which is completely valid.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to actually have you roll two of your attributes in wits and composure.
Composure's not...
Yeah, and your difficulty on this is going to be an 8.
Oof. Just to light it.
Just to not go fleeing out into the night, like, freaking out.
I'm planning to, like, light and leave. I'm not going to
sit
there.
Yeah, but even just having it and doing it for funsies.
Okay, so that's 110, 19, and that's, yeah, so.
Okay.
2 successes.
So, yeah, you managed to hold it together, even though the fire is just extremely off-putting and horrifying to you, and you want to get away from it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, no, I light it, I make sure that it's lit,
sure,
going, and then I'm out. And I go back to my house.
If you can call it that.
Yeah, I'm looking over my shoulder, though, seeing if I'm being followed.
Go back to your hovel.
It totally is a hovel.
You don't get the feeling you're being followed, but you do on a little burst of wind that comes up, get just a hint of perfume. And as quickly as you smell it, it's gone again.
Then if that's what I smell, do I know where Stella went? Because I know she went to a bar nearby.
I probably asked you, like, what is the closest bar with the cutest people?
Can I?
Like, you would have known that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. I get on my phone and tap her number out on the little keypad thing, yep, to call her and see if she answers.
What? What do you need? Are you dying?
I might
be. And you just hear, like, a thud in the back.
You better be hurt.
I need a place to go right now.
What?
I need a place to go right now.
What? Why? Oh, God. Can you give me, like, 2? Not there. Ow, my hair. 3 minutes.
That's fine. Fine. I don't go to my apartment. I go right by, but I do know that the sun's coming up and soon, so if she's around, I don't want her following me. Waiting the 3. I keep moving.
Sweet. Yeah, and then I eventually call you back, and I'm just like,
yo, that's rude.
How do I know what you're doing?
I mean, come on, make an educated guess. Where are you? Sun's coming up. We need to go.
I tell her where I'm at. I think I'm being followed by someone much older.
Oh, okay, so you're going to make this my problem, too. Tight, 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 tight.
She's going to swing around and find you.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Fill me in.
I think it's possible that my sire is in town looking for me. They found a person I was feeding off of and left me a note.
Oh, okay. Like, did you guys not leave on good terms?
No.
Did you run away from home?
It was bad.
Oh. Am I going to get... Is this going to be my problem now?
No, it won't be, I'm sure.
I do not believe you.
Liar.
Cool, tight, 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 tight. Let's go.
Ridiculous.
Are you going back to the ranch?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Expediently.
Yeah.
I'm like looking out the back window, looking everywhere.
You seem genuinely shaken up right now.
I hate her. She's terrible.
Her?
Yes, her.
Oh, I want to be friends with her now.
Don't.
Why? Why did she turn you? Tell me everything.
She said she didn't want my face to change.
Oh, it's such a nice face.
She was married at the time and got me fired from my last job.
Your last job?
Yes. I was in...
Oh my God, pull, just get off the road. You're driving so slow. Sorry, go ahead.
You're good. Traffic.
I used to do crowd control, in a way. It doesn't matter what I used to do. It's just she's here, and we have to get off the road and away from people.
You're so mysterious.
I try.
I like that about you.
Thank you.
If you call me while I'm having sex or feeding again, I'm going to rip your head off. Okay?
Duly noted.
Sweet. Did you get some food?
Not enough.
Oh, okay.
I still have one hunger, so...
All right.
I can make it through till tomorrow night. I'll be fine. It's just... Oy.
I'm sure we can, like, scrounge up something for you at the ranch.
So, the sun comes up, as it is wont to do, and eventually goes through an entire day, as it is also wont to do, and sets at the end of it. And we're here at another night. Everybody gets to do a rouse check. As a reminder, that is one die. Six or higher succeeds.
Yes.
Success.
Nope.
You guys are hungry.
Yeah, add a extra box to your hunger track.
I just go down to the church. I mean...
So you wake up and you go down to feed? Is that your first action?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty nice having these people here. Yep.
What's your feeding style again?
I don't remember.
What You're an Osiris.
Osiris, then? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you for knowing that.
For sure. Got you, fam.
That would be five.
Oh, you successfully
fucking
feed. How much are you down? How much do you need to feed?
I just needed one.
Okay, then you go through your ritual, I imagine.
And maybe I might be kind and save a little for my friends.
Oh.
I have a to-go cup.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Now, do I have to feed directly from the vein, or can I get a to-go cup?
I feel like with you in specific and your
predilection
issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
my subscriptions
that to-go cups are not as satisfying for you.
Well, probably not, but would they feed a hunger?
I think you aren't able to have the bagged blood with that age.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
So I'll be very thankful, but also say I need a person.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry. I appreciate the thought. Yes, it's very nice.
I'm going to feed off of one of mine.
Yeah, so that's manipulation and persuasion.
Nothing says consent like
did
manipulation.
It. Three successes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They consent the hell out of that.
They fight over you. It's like, no, take mine. I love it when that happens.
Except for David.
I might let you have David. He's tainted now.
Yep, that's why you don't share.
You may do with him what you will.
Excellent. So, yeah. Are we going to meet at the ranch where we always meet, or are we going to meet somewhere else? I would suggest meeting somewhere else.
Yeah, okay, why? What's wrong with my ranch?
Your ranch is great.
It was good enough for you last night.
It was. But the thing is that I'm worried that...
You need more crucifixes?
No, that,
is that
my
your problem?
My sire will find out where the ranch is, and I don't want to drag you into that.
Oh, that's really nice of you. I just wanted you to compliment my decor.
Your decor is very nice.
Thank you. Added a new, like, blanket as, like, a wall hanging. Okay, we should go. That's fine. Where are we going?
Okay. We could go to Satan's Bean.
Mm-hmm. Meet at the Bean.
All right. So we go to the Bean.
Okay.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Morning.
How's everybody doing? You all right?
I have a concern I should talk to you all about that might put us in a bit of danger.
You look more stressed out than normal.
Well, I recently found out that my sire is in town looking for me.
Let me guess, you have a complicated relationship.
Extremely.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've been trying to get away from her for literally... a long time. And
we know you're old, John.
Yes, well, the point is that she's a little older than I am and not cursed, so she has powers we don't.
Do we know about you being cursed and having less power?
Well, you do now.
Yeah, okay. That explains a whole lot, John.
I have 14 follow-up questions. Would you like them now or in like a written, like submitted... in writing.
You can ask me questions now. We're all in it together, because if she She's been following us.
Oh, no.
One, how old are you? Two, what is her name? Three, what powers are you blocked from? Four, what's the curse? Five, can you spread the curse? Six, do I have this curse
I'm not going to remember all of these things.
Why don't you let him answer one at a time?
How much would I know based on our history?
I would imagine, if from what I was thinking, you know probably almost everything. Because I figured like our relationship lasted a good amount of time, and maybe we got to know each other when you were a young vampire, and then things went bad as time went on, like maybe in the 60s.
Yeah.
And and then we became friends after that. I would say you probably know quite a bit.
But maybe not everything.
I said, well, I lived in Italy when I was a human, and
I hand you $20. I thought it was Romania. I'm sorry.
I was turned around 967. AD.
I'm sorry, you missed a number.
No.
It's four digits?
No, it's three.
I told you he was old.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He's so old.
Very, very old. I just know that at my age, I should have more powers, but my sire wanted to keep me in line, and so she cast some spell on me that keeps me from gaining those powers.
Magic? Wow.
Yes, that's where I hope you'll come in and help me get rid of the curse. And no, you can't get it.
Yeah.
It's a spell. The problem is that she does have these powers that we do not have.
Great.
And so, and I'm not sure all of the extent of what she can do. But she's following us. Or at least me. She might not even care about you all.
I hope her not.
Which is also deadly in a way, I guess, if she just decides to throw you to the side. Anyway.
So you're saying she's that strong?
Yes. She's that old.
So we'll need to come up with a plan.
Yes.
John, why the hell didn't you tell us this sooner? Because honestly, I might have kept my distance.
And that's why I did not tell you. I'm a selfish prick.
Clearly.
What can I say?
Rude.
Messy, selfish.
How much older than you is she?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask the GM how much older she is. I am not really sure. I didn't make that up because I wanted to give her story flexibility. Anyway. Breaking the fourth wall. I don't know how much older she is. I don't. It was a shock. We were in bed together. She was married to another man, so I thought she was mortal. You know, like you do. And she turned me, and then I had to give up my job and settle down. And it's been a weird 1,000 years or so now, so yes. Anyway, how are you all doing?
Yikes.
Look, I can try to get to the bottom of this, but I'm going to need a little bit of your blood.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything weird with it.
I do weird things. Can I watch?
Such a weird boy. Don't look at me. I bite his finger a little bit, and I'm going to use a taste for blood.
Okay.
Let's do some intel.
Pew, pew, pew.
All right.
Two successes.
His blood tastes like nothing you have ever tasted before. And it is actually extremely, like, potently, like, delicious. Like,
how you doing?
It's potent.
Delicious. Like, she clears her throat delicately and is blushing.
Yeah. And you can tell that he is from a much, much older generation. I think off things we had talked about stuff. I think we had said that it was probably close to six.
Yeah, it was six.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, but there's also this really bitter tang that's got this sort of aftertaste to the blood.
I'm the Shasta of vampires.
Oh, no!
Bitter tang.
That was really good. But that tang is familiar to you of the way that blood magic sort of tastes.
Yeah.
because blood magic, when you perform it, almost has a taste of its own. And it, yeah. So it's kind of got this snap to it. So it's the potency and the ability are there, but they're being blocked by this blood magic from being able to come into full fruition.
I think she's going to, like, because she was holding your finger, and she's actually going to, like, grab your wrist and, like, pull you in very close and, like, hold you by the face and, like, look you deeply in your eyes and say, I had no idea.
Yes.
It's so powerful, but...
It is, but I have no way of getting to that power. That's why I need your help, because you want to learn blood magic. And I'd also really like to kill my sire somehow, and that would help them very much too, because she's a terrible person. I mean, you know, as it goes with vampires. But,
we're not all terrible.
No. But you know what I mean. We're not human either.
What? Okay, but we can still have good, like, existences and whatever.
But, yeah, as long as we don't. Anyway, that's not the point.
Why are you so caught up on good and bad?
It's
you
I
seem
was
like
I was
strangely
raised,
preoccupied
I,
with
I
that.
Was raised Catholic and
yeah, it's clearly just, it's from the there. Crucifix place you got over
it,
there.
It's yeah. The good and bad thing is it's always there. I apologize. The point is that I don't want her to
even
harm
even after
any
a thousand years, huh?
Yeah. The guilt is always there.
That is a long yeah. line of guilt.
Yep. Yep.
So Catholic.
Yep. Wow. I need your help. I don't want her to hurt you, and we need to figure out what's going on with these. They could be tied in with these thin bloods. She is a bit of an elitist, so she might think thin bloods need to go. She's definitely part of the Camarilla. So we could all be tied together.
Above game, are we all, like, aware of our clans?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I wasn't sure. Is she a Tremere?
She's Ventru, but she's been around long enough to learn
everything.
Blood magic, yes. She's also a very staunch Lilith believer. She believes that Lilith was our progenitor, not Cain.
Okay. Well, she doesn't sound so bad. Right. Other than the cursing you part.
Right? Yeah.
I will help. Who knows what he did to get that curse, though? John, I still don't trust you right now.
I understand. I get it. I'm trying to be as open as possible with all of you, but I am worried, and we need to figure out a what's the plan? They call them the plan game?
Game plan?
Game plan. We need to figure out a game
plan. Oh, my God. That hit my
brain.
She, like, backs away. She was, like, really close to you. I'm like, ugh. You're John again. That's fine. My God.
Sorry.
Yeah. Spell broken.
Yeah, we're definitely going to need a game plan. This sounds like a foe we don't really want to be up against, but we are.
Yes.
All right, John.
Sorry to drag you all into this. Sort of, because I kind of wanted to have friends, and yeah, it comes with baggage, right? Friends come with baggage.
I don't have any baggage.
Stella. Some come with baggage. Some come with steamer trunks. I have a question on my mind. Whoever is built this hellfire, why would they turn someone into a thin blood just to feed on them?
They're sadistic, or they enjoy the power that comes from feeding from vampires.
Is that a thing? Like, you have a weird sleepy foot thing. Would your sire also have, like, a weird, like, vampire, like, true thin blood foot thing?
She may enjoy feeding off younger vampires, yes.
Yikes. It's called Diablerie, by the way.
Diablerie.
That's what I wrote that down for. I wrote it.
And, you know, being...
I don't count it as Diablerie because, like, they're barely vampires.
Yeah, well, that may be what she thinks, too, is that they're so thin blood that they don't count. And plus, she also is bigoted towards them because they are so thin blood. They're not actual, to her, vampires. They're just more.
Well, they haven't had a chance to grow yet.
No, that's, and according to her, they shouldn't. And that's what we're kind of up against.
I hate her already.
I do, too.
I kind of like her. I'm not surprised. Your taste sometimes. I mean...
You took Ralph home. We're not going to talk about taste.
I didn't take him home to have sex with him.
Just to worship you forever.
Well, yeah.
What is the difference?
Excuse me? I mean, my church is a sacred space, and Ralph needed a safe and sacred space.
Yeah, and I provided have people for in him. My safe and sacred space all the time.
Wow.
And yet I feel like I get
in and
like,
out, in and out, in and out. I get it, I'm sure.
Ladies, I think we're getting off track here. We need to come up with a plan, remember?
Do we want to go back to Hellfire and see what's going on there? The idea that someone did strong enough blood magic that it, like, escaped my notice. My hunch is that she's related.
But you're also assuming that it's blood magic and not just magic.
Yeah, because it...
That's, like, the only thing there is.
If it's obfuscate...
There's nothing else!
Yeah.
Obfuscate isn't blood magic. That's just magic.
Okay.
And that's all that they would have had to do.
Just as a heads up.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Throwing more in there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I commend you.
Okay. Well, let's run from your very, very old sire and try not to die.
Don't call her old. She'll be very angry.
Oh, I'm calling her old bitch as soon as I see her.
Oh, my God, no.
I mean, oops. I'm sorry. I'm just...
You're not even
Please
sorry
Please be
about.
Careful. Someone that old is very powerful.
I understand.
Except for me.
You could be.
I could be if
we got to figure out how to fix you. If you're as old as you say you are.
I am. My first picture was a painting.
There's got to be a way to make you stronger. I kind of want to go talk with Madame Rev, too, but...
Because she's going to have...
She would know about how to handle somebody that old, too.
Yeah, and she would also know who's behind Hellfire. She has enough feelers out there that she's going to have a good, solid lead if we don't.
Right.
Plus, we don't want her getting side, you know...
Right.
Like not tell her about this person and she gets, you know, taken out.
No, she needs to know that this is coming.
Okay.
So, we go to Madame Rep.
Let's go.
And once again, there's the magical barrier around her place, but it feels stronger and like you can't seem to penetrate it right now.
She knows.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. She's fortified this place.
Do we have a phone number for her that we can call and say, hey, we're at the front door?
Usually we talk to her through August at the Bean.
At the Bean.
But there is a phone number.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So somebody
wants to call.
I take out my stylus.
That's what I was hoping for. I don't understand why you people don't just use Blush of Life all the time. It's so nice.
They just don't have it.
Not all of us have the same abilities, my dear.
If I did have it, I wouldn't use it for something as petty as pretzels.
That's a completely different thing, and I've been working on that for a really long time. Thank you.
And she's German. I'm sure she wants a pretzel.
And eating the food of your people.
Schnitzel, more like.
Sounds delicious.
Nice strudel. Okay, so I'm calling Madame Rev.
Yes.
Hello, Madame. It's Maria. I'm so sorry to disturb you, but... There have been some significant developments. We are outside your house.
Oh, that's what I thought I was sensing. Give me a second.
Thank you.
And you see the front door open of her place. You'll excuse me for the fact that this is a bit more on the traditional side, but I invite... And she goes to each of you and invites you in. I know it's a bit more cliche, but it does seem to be an effective way to have doubled up this barrier.
Why do you feel the need to have doubled up? What do you know?
Well, there was another thin blood that was found completely drained, and I just don't really want to encounter whoever is doing this.
Oh. Do you know who it is?
I don't have that information. Is knowledge that came to me secondhand.
Well, I'm guessing they probably work for the SoCar company, because the other two did. We found out that they both work for the same place.
The SoCar company? Mm-hmm. What is that?
They've got a new bar. Have you heard of Hellfire yet?
That's a bit on the nose, isn't it?
Honestly, right?
That's what I said.
It's right next to Damnation. And I think it's down the street from Purgatory. That's crazy.
I hate it. I hate this thing where we're all doing right now. It's ridiculous. I just want to go in a nice, normal-looking club.
Well, that's not the kind of name that you would necessarily want to use to draw in other vampires.
No, I think they're setting up a feeding ground, it looks like, Madame Rev.
I suppose that would make some measure of sense, but who would be heading something like that up? We've been trying to keep things a bit quiet. As you all will recall, there's been issues with the Second Inquisition in San Diego.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's more information that came to light that you might not know yet. And
I smack you while get you're to it.
And I tell her everything that I told them.
My dear, you are in a mess of trouble.
I know.
We wanted to make sure you knew, though, Madame Rev, and give you the courtesy of knowing what may be coming our way.
I do appreciate it.
I mean, it's been a while, maybe 100 years since I've seen her. So I thought I was in the clear. Guess not.
With as long as we can survive 100 years for someone of her age, as a blink of an eye.
Yes, I know. Anyway, that's the situation we're in. It might not be related, but it probably is.
It's hard to know.
It is, and we kind of are at a dead end. We don't know where to go next.
Let's see.
And whoever was building Hellfire, it was blocked from our view magically.
Someone that's trying to keep things quiet until they're ready to really unveil
exactly what
they're doing.
Yeah.
It's very close to opening. It's completely built out and furnished and pretty much ready for opening any day.
Hey, would the Second Inquisition open a club? I can't tell if I'm asking dumb questions or not.
I suppose they
That's
could.
Not a dumb question.
Like vampire bait, like, oh, look, it's so spooky. And then we go in and then they kill us.
That's not beyond their capability. Humans can be just as treacherous as anyone else. Anything else?
But would they have the kind of magic to obscure it?
It's
first of all.
A cultist.
And why would they have Thinbloods as employees?
There are a lot of questions and very few answers right now.
And they might be turning them when they become employees somehow, somebody.
Well, if you've got a more dedicated workforce going for you.
That's able to stay up all night and watch your club?
It's one step past a ghoulin'.
It's possible, and yeah, I mean, maybe it's something along the lines of, you know, hey, this is a good, like you said, a good workforce, and they also maybe get something in return, like more respect or a feeling of community that they don't get from us.
Let's see. So here's what we know. There's some corporation that seems to be behind a club that may or may not be vampire-owned, and we've got Thinbloods that are showing up drained. This sounds a bit like a cleansing to me.
A cleansing?
A what?
Do you honestly think it could be that?
Okay, you're so old that you know stuff. One of you two needs to explain.
What is a cleansing?
Well, someone coming into the area and taking out the things that are displeasing to them to try and consolidate some sort of power.
Yes, it's usually very quick and messy.
But it does not seem like things are moving quickly in this instance, so it's somebody who's moving perhaps a bit more surreptitiously.
True. Well, if it's my sire, she'll want to make everybody paranoid and freaked out as much as possible.
It's working.
It does seem to be the case, and it seems like we are dealing with a lot of red herrings.
Yeah. What? Oh. What's a red herring? I don't know what that
is. It's a small fish.
I figured it was some kind
of... It is a false clue.
Oh, okay.
So perhaps they are trying to be intentionally confusing.
Okay. Well, that would definitely be her mode of operations.
How did you know that she was coming for you?
I smelled her. I say that as creepy as possible.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, that works.
That works. Good.
Yeah.
Yep. I smelled her.
Okay. Well, I hated that. Cool.
Stella just like backs up like, ugh, old vampires are gross.
Agreed.
Yeah. Just like be normal. I don't understand. Like, Madam Rev, when I get older, am I going to be like that? Where I'm just like, ooh, just really creepy all the time. Can I just be?
My dear, I don't think that you have the capability to be that creepy.
Oh my God. Thank you. But I can't tell if I was insulted or not.
If you keep living, eventually you're out of touch.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I have a TikTok account.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Yes. Keep doing the newest things. You'll, of course, be authentic that way.
Whoa.
Madam Rev, do you have any advice, I think, before we head out, about how to handle somebody this old?
Like, normally, my advice in this kind of situation would be to run.
But we just got this place to ourselves after all that hard work in Pablo.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
poor Pablo.
We can't run. We need to protect the people that we helped get out of the thumb of the elders in the first place.
Well, then perhaps the people is the place to start.
Perhaps. We'll need to ask more, find out what they know.
Stella looks up from buying a red eye ticket out of town, like, yeah, we have to stay.
Were you trying to get a ticket out of town?
Huh?
You were trying to get a ticket out of town.
It was TikToking.
Mm-hmm.
Love social media.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Look, I'm not dying because John didn't tell us his truth in enough time.
Maybe I should just talk with her.
Yeah. Go talk to her.
You do know I would be the last to defend John, but to be fair, I think this would happen whether he was here or not.
San Diego has always been a point of pride and power. There's a lot that's of benefit, and it's a good feeding ground.
Exactly. I think whoever is doing this cleansing would have done it whether John was here or not, regardless of who had taken San Diego.
Well, let's go ask some questions, I guess, and we're just going to have to see what happens. Keep your protections up.
I fully plan on doing so.
All right.
Stay safe, Madam Rev. Thank you.
It is my pleasure and my duty, as always.
So is it back to the bean? Or is there any place else we can look?
Are you afraid? Like, why are you afraid to talk to your sire?
She cursed me and took away all my power for hundreds of years.
Yeah, so what else can she do to you?
Kill me.
Why would she kill you after spending all that time cursing you?
Or basically forcing me back into her bedchamber.
Oh. Yeah.
Man, I'm trying very hard to not like her.
Yeah,
she's you. You aspire to be her. I get it.
Yeah.
She's you in the future. Is that what you're thinking? Oh, you are. That's why you're asking what happens when you're really, really old.
No, I'm not planning for it. I'm just saying I see your path.
Yeah.
It is.
Whatever.
Not,
we can't all have cults.
Well, that's true.
It's not as wonderful as you might think. And I just don't want to be under her thumb anymore. It's been too long.
Okay. I respect your autonomy.
Well, it's difficult. Usually by the time that someone gets to my age, they have their sire allows them to basically branch out and do their own thing if they survive that long. Mine has tried to keep me in check and under her thumb for so long that it's obviously a control thing. I get it, but it's become an obsession with her. I think her mind is starting to go. The older you get, the less human you are and the less you care about TikTok and sex.
I'm never getting old. That's wild.
Yeah.
She doesn't know it happens to everybody, huh?
Yeah, no, she doesn't.
It definitely would never happen to me.
Okay.
Never.
All right. Maria, your phone rings.
You have a phone? Oh, yes, your stylist. Sorry.
Hello.
Hey, Hey, this is... It's Marlin.
Oh. Is everything okay?
We have a problem. Somebody left a body here?
Do you know who it is?
I don't. Not a bad-looking guy. Kind of tall, dark, handsome. And very dead. And right. Seems to be... We didn't even see them get in. I have no idea how somebody could leave a body in here, but they sure did.
Right. I'm on my way. And I tell you guys.
Okay.
We're coming with you.
All right, yeah.
Send the picture. Who's the body?
We don't want to have that on a picture, do we?
No, we're going.
But you can delete
we them. Don't want...
It goes to the cloud.
Digital trail.
What's the cloud?
Ugh. Don't worry about it. It's a place up in heaven where everything lives. Let's go.
All right, so we head out.
Okay, and go back to the loft.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in there, and sure enough, it's Liam you recognize.
No!
Which one was Liam?
Liam was the artist.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Womp womp. Why? Why would someone do this to such a brilliant... I need a moment.
Oh. Are you okay? I'll give her a moment.
Your cult is not safe either. You need to tell them to hide.
Fine, I'll start the doomsday plot now. I'll be back.
The what?
Nothing.
The what?
Nothing. You have to have an action plan, an exit plan.
For some people, it's sneakers.
Yeah.
Sneakers and juice.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that. I don't want everybody killing themselves. That's a waste.
Right.
Especially if I need food. I mean, I'll be back.
Well, no, you shouldn't go alone. Stella, you should go.
Are you trying to get rid of us right now?
Yeah, what's happening?
I'll go with you if you want. I'm not trying to do anything. It's just David is here and I'm a little hungry.
Okay, bye.
Weird. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Come if you like. See what it's like.
I do want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I tell Marlin to implement burn plan, because we always are going to have a burn plan, mm-hmm.
right?
We need to vacate, and I will be in contact soon, but everyone needs to split up and vacate for a while.
Does anybody want to investigate the body?
Yeah.
But I'm just freaked out.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
I'll investigate the body, right? Because I don't have anybody for her to eat, so I'm going to take out the body.
While he's investigating, I'm explaining to them who Liam was, that he was an artist and brilliant, so, and we were
You had
were
a connection.
Kindred.
We did. I respect that.
There is a piece of paper sticking out of his pocket.
Well, I start there, obviously.
Yeah. And scribbled on it is, "He's mine, bitch."
Oh my god. What? I hear that and run over and snatch the note.
I thought you were leaving.
Yeah, but then you were telling us about the thing and I ran back because I heard you whisper.
Your ears.
Yep. So good.
I go outside and I look around. I'm just looking for her, seeing if I can smell the perfume in the air, seeing if she's around. She's obviously following us. Nothing.
No, this is someone else, I feel.
Really?
Yeah.
But it says she's mine.
Yeah,
he's mine, bitch. Which
I like her so much.
Any other vampire with artistic taste would have been attracted to him.
No, I don't think that's
work.
It. I think you enjoyed him. She knows that we had a past, or thinks that we have.
Oh, you think that he
was a punishment?
Is you.
No, no.
What? Yeah. I bet he thinks his corpse is about him.
I bet he thinks his corpse is about him.
That's what
What I'm saying is maybe she thinks that you and I, my sire, have a relationship, and she's punishing you by killing someone you love.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing.
I thought someone else felt they were in possession of this human.
Whatever the circumstances is, we're in trouble, and we need to figure out an actual plan and get on better footing as quickly as possible.
Also, can I just note that she speaks in, like, current vernacular, and that is important. She's not like you.
True.
You really are just trying to emulate this bitch.
No, I'm saying that she might be passing unnoticed around us because she doesn't stick out the way John does for his age.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's a cool old lady.
I don't only say dumb things. And she throws the note down.
Is there anything else on the body?
There's nothing else.
And does it look, I mean, so the body, he was just straight up killed, not fed off.
Oh, he's drained.
He's drained.
Yeah. He are empty.
Are the puncture wounds gone, though?
They're actually there.
Oh.
Mm. Well.
So they didn't heal him.
Can I check him for anything?
Either they wanted to send a message.
Well, yes, it's right here.
Well,
sorry.
That it was a vampire or
and not
they're
cover
careless,
that up. Yeah.
Or they're careless.
It's the same thing on Jordan.
Right. And I bet Alice, same too.
Thing. Yeah.
Where is David?
David is there with the group all kind of like huddled with the other blood dolls. And they're all kind of just looking like they're trying to figure out the next part of the game plan.
I try to find out if David has been here the entire time. Like, did David disappear, then reappear shortly after the body appeared kind of thing? Okay.
No, he's been there.
Okay, then that's fine. Go ahead. So all leads.
What does your sire look like?
She is quite beautiful, tall with blonde hair and very shapely.
Can you do a description that would somehow help and not describe 80% of the female population of San Diego?
That is quite true.
My God.
It's been so long.
Maria, are you familiar with how police sketching works?
I start sketching.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's got a thin nose, high cheeks, brown eyes, I guess dirty blonde hair, like blondish, you know, kind of, that's what I would call it.
Straight, curly, wavy.
Very straight.
Short, long?
Long. Well, the last time I saw her, she could cut her hair.
Yeah, or dye it. We understand.
Yeah. She tends to wear, she's kind of like you with fashion. She's always following fashion. We both had that in common.
Yikes. Excuse me. Maria leads in fashion, and I'm going to need you to put some respect on her name.
She's definitely not a follower.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, she's always very dressed very well. She never, I think the slum it. She never slums
it.
Something like that. Yes.
So I put together a little sketch and I show it. I said, is this her?
That is pretty good.
Okay.
Okay. So I show it to everybody.
All right. So now we have like a pretty vague idea of what to keep an eye out for. Perfect.
Right.
Good to know. Okay. Well, I'm sorry for the loss of your artist friend.
Oh, I'm not mourning for my loss. It's for the world's.
Wow.
That was deep.
I'm going to be dramatic. I'm an artist.
Yeah, no, I respect that.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what to do with that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm just going to...
Unfortunately, we cannot leave him for the police to find.
No. We're going to have to get rid of this one.
Yeah. Get rid of the body. I can find some rocks.
No.
Let's go to the beach.
No,
what?
No.
That did not turn out as well as we had hoped.
Didn't we know someone with a crematorium? I'm sure we would know people who can dispose of bodies somehow.
Aren't we people that dispose of bodies? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, here's the thing. There would have been a better structure in place for something like that when you still had all the Camarilla in power here.
True.
So you guys have kicked them all out. So there's a little bit less of a formal structure for that. So people kind of have to take care of their own stuff.
Oopsie. So we got rid of the system without replacing it with another system.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, you need to handle your group, and you still need to go.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Doomsday prep. I think that's what you said.
Yeah, I just
have to burn notice.
I will take the body. I'll take the body somewhere.
Why don't we meet all outside right. of Hellfire in like an hour?
Okay.
Is that enough time for everyone to do everything?
I believe so. Can I see if I know anyone at the morgue that would be willing to take it off my hands and make it disappear?
Yeah, you've got one of your backgrounds, right? You've got contacts?
Well, yeah, I've got contacts. I have resources, influence, and a ton of politics, mm-hmm. but I don't have, like, contacts.
So you didn't take contacts?
Yeah.
Okay. No. How about we do a roll to see if you happen to have one that is...
Okay, what do you want there? Me to do?
So I'm going to have you roll resources and intelligence. Difficulty is just going to be 4. I just want to see if you...
And what's the rate?
4.
4.
4 successes.
Oh, yeah, this has come up before in the past, and you know a guy who knows a guy, but okay. It's one of those things where you're calling it a favor rather than somebody that
I'm going to owe them.
Yeah.
Look, Derek, I just need this time. Just we have a body that needs to just disappear. It's a famous person, so it really needs to disappear. That way they at least after life, we never know where he went. You know what I mean?
Well, what you going to give me for it?
What do you want?
Well, money would be nice.
What's the second thing you want?
Something worth money.
What if I could,
maybe another one of those artifacts you have? Did manage to get a pretty penny off of it last time.
I'll see what I've got, and I'll give it to you.
All right, give me the body.
All right. So
and be subtle about it, would you?
I will find a really big duffel bag. How do you be subtle about dropping off a body? Hello. So
yeah, and he actually sets up like a location, so you know, like okay. throw it into like the trunk of his car, kind of thing.
Sure, and then I grab something that I, you know, a little knickknack that I've.
Imagine
had
you have like stacks of stuff in your hoarder yeah, apartment.
Hoarder apartment.
Yeah, I imagine that you had like maybe even a really nice cross at one point that you had given him.
Right, something that has actual gold from you know the Vatican or something. So just yeah. here's this trinket. Of course, there's amazing. A good possibility that if the right art historian looks at it, they're going to be like, where did you get this?
Maria, you're executing burn plan?
Yep.
Okay.
So we will separate for a time. I'll be on my own for food. But
especially as a consensualist, that's going to be real hard.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard. I mean, at least I can... be sustained off the stuff at the bean.
Yeah.
So at Satan's Bean. So, but yeah, burn plan. And then I give them all burner phones, and I will contact them when it is safe.
Okay. Stella, what are you doing?
I'm going to go back to the ranch, and I want to leave just in case she's like planning on swinging by or has already. I'm going to use Crossa Vitae cause I want to like put blood magic on my property and leave my phone number like scrawled into like some bit of cement on the side. So
okay.
She like tracks it down.
Oh, great followers. The time has come for us to execute our close to final plan. I'm going to need you all to gather and listen. You are now all strong enough to leave if you choose. But if you choose to stay, there may be consequences. The end is very, very near. It's okay, my babies. It's okay. It's okay.
Ralph's all like, I've been here a week.
But Ralph is fully in now, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Ralph's been there a day.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's great. It's great. He's had a lot. He's like, oh, my God.
He's done a lot of living in that day.
I'm sure. Living and near dying. We are going to head underground, my babies. We've been building out that space as planned. Do you remember? It is time for you to head underground and prepare the space for me. I will be with you very soon.
We'll do it.
Great. Take care of this new one. I know you have the fear in your eyes right now. Do, do,
did it. I want to like hypnotize him or something.
Yeah. So,
like,
he's okay. Have you got something?
I don't
for
know.
That?
Let me see.
There's got to be something, right?
For sure, right?
There's got to
be. Well, not
like,
everybody has those kind of powers.
I do have a little bit of like occult black magic and persuasion and performance.
Yeah, I feel like. Maybe. Well, let's see how many of your followers actually go. So let's do persuasion and performance and see how many followers actually
head underground
with you and head underground and how many
into the bunker.
To piss off.
We built a beautiful bunker.
As you do.
Just in case you have to run from the feds or whatever, you know, you got to have a place for them to go. That is one success.
One success out of how many rolls?
Out of three.
So you get the feeling that some of them are in worship of you, but are hesitant to actually leave their lives behind and go into the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
So you manage to keep a majority of them, but like 10 people are just kind of start to filter out back through the entrance.
That's okay. Be careful out there, babies. Those of you that are choosing to leave, something very, very dangerous is on its way. And I will not be able to help you if you're not here.
And they just filter out quietly.
Those of you who have stayed, you've made the right choice. Now go prepare the place, and I shall meet you shortly.
He had those crazy eyes going on and everything.
So good.
And I think now that we have got everybody's game plans and everybody is separated, that's where we're going to end.
Perfect.
Awesome.
So this has been episode 4 of Unquiet Blood, a story of Vampire the Masquerade version 5e. I am and will continue to be your GM, Mac Beauvais. You can find me online everywhere as at Strange Like That, and also probably in your nightmares. Mwaha, mwaha, haha. And Terry, where can they find you?
Oh, all over. I mean, if you want to follow me, come follow me at the Terry Gamble. You can find me at terrygamble.com. Join my cult there, or you can find me at Horror Movie Survival Guide, also another wonderful cult that I help co-run. Check it out.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Abria Iyengar, still proud card-carrying member of this cult. I'm very into it. You can find me on social media at Quiddy, Quiddie, and streaming lots of RPGs on Happy Jacks, Hyper RPG, and Saving Throw Show.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on the socials at Michulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. And if you want to take a listen to me music, it is on platemailgames.com or DriveThruRPG.
I am Wes Otis. You can find me also at Plate Mail Games on Twitter and on Facebook. You can also find 12 Sided Stories. It's the number 12 Sided Stories on Twitter, and we are also on Instagram. If you would like to help us out, get to our goal of being able to do a show a week, join us over on Patreon or leave a review or just give us a big shout out on why you like the show. Thank you very much.
And we will see you next time.